Bitcoin drops $2,000 after Jim Cramer says, just buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin fell about $2,000 shortly after CNBC host Jim Cramer told viewers to just go buy Bitcoin, and roughly $1.3 billion in leveraged positions were liquidated across the market. Cointelegraph reported the move on August 22, 2026, in a post that drew tens of thousands of views within the hour. As of August 22, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $76,191, down 0.6% over 24 hours, but still up 22.1% over the past 7 days, according to CoinMarketCap data in our market snapshot. The dip was sharp and fast, rather than a trend reversal, which is the signature of a leverage flush rather than a change in direction. The number under the headline, the $1.3 billion liquidation figure, is the part worth sitting with. A $2,000 move on a $77,000 asset is roughly 2.5%, which on its own is an ordinary day in crypto. The reason a routine dip erased over $1 billion in positions is leverage. Traders holding long positions with borrowed size get forced closed when the price crosses their liquidation level, and each forced sale pushes the price down a little more, triggering the next batch. That cascade is why the drop was measured in seconds, not hours. Broader market data supports the read that this was positioning, not panic. The fear and greed index sat at 76, greed, at the time of the move. Elevated greed usually means traders are crowded into leveraged longs, which is exactly the setup that turns a small dip into a large liquidation event. When everyone is already long, there is little fresh buying to cushion a wobble. The Cramer signal, explained without the meme Jim Cramer, has become a running joke in crypto circles for the inverse Cramer trade. The idea that doing the opposite of his televised calls tends to work out. There's even an ETF concept built around fading his picks. This episode fed that narrative neatly. He said buy, and the price dropped within the hour. The honest framing is that correlation here is mostly coincidence dressed up as cause. A single television endorsement does not move a $1.5 trillion asset by $2,000. What is real is the reflexive nature of a crowded, leveraged market. When sentiment is already frothy and a well-known contrarian indicator flashes buy, some traders take it as a top signal and start trimming, and thinly cushioned longs do the rest. The meme is entertainment. The liquidation cascade is the actual mechanism, reading it as a spender, not a trader. For anyone who holds Bitcoin to spend rather than to trade, days like this are a reminder that leverage, not the asset, produces the drama. Nothing about Bitcoin's use as a payment or savings rail changed on August 22nd. The people who lost money were the ones borrowing to amplify a bet, not the ones holding coins outright. That distinction matters for how you fund a card. If you top up a spending balance directly from Bitcoin, a 2.5% intraday swing changes what your groceries cost in dollar terms. Many users sidestep that by spending from a stablecoin balance instead, converting from BTC to USDC or USDT on their own schedule, rather than at the moment of a swipe. It removes the price timing question from everyday purchases entirely. It is also worth separating volatility from leverage risk when you choose how to hold spending funds. A self-custody card that draws from your own wallet exposes you to price moves, but not to a lender's solvency. A custodial balance sitting on an exchange carries the counterparty question on top of the price question, as several 2026 freeze cases have shown. Neither is wrong, but they fail in different ways, and a day like this only tests the leverage layer. The week still looks green, zoom out, and the panic reads smaller. Bitcoin's 22% weekly gain sits well above the day's noise, and the rest of the majors held up. Ether traded near $24, up 1.2% on the day, up 28% on the week, and XRP jumped 7.3% in 24 hours to about 149s. A single-day liquidation flush in the middle of a strong week is a normal feature of a rising, over-leveraged market, not a warning that the rally is over. The lesson is old and keeps getting retaught. Leverage decides who survives volatility. The asset went down 2.5% and recovered its footing. The $1.3 billion belonged to people who could not afford it to move at all.